my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Are you doing well today? I hope so. Thank you for listening on this broadcast. Wednesday church tonight. It's going to be a great day. I'm feeling fine. Are you feeling fine today? I hope you are. I hope that all of you are in the fine mode. Here we go. Let's have the men from Golden State sing for us. I'm feeling fine.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, for I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling
tells me that everything is grand, and he says that all will be mine. And now,
yes, now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well,
yes, I'm feeling mighty fine.
I've got heaven on my mind. Don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Yes, I want to go
where the man of the
dead.
John Peterson wrote this song, and you know what? Not John Peterson. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I said John Peterson. Was it John Peterson? Well, he was a great hymn writer, wrote Surely Goodness and Mercy and Jesus is Coming Again. And we play him on our station, and I find out that he's really kind of a country type of fella. He likes country type music style, and he was a great man of God. I spoke to him one time with a music theory class. He said, I'm teaching Sunday school up here in Michigan. I'm in my 80s. But he said, young people, you're going to have to keep your music right. You can't go to this contemporary junk. And thank God for his testimony. He wrote the song Five Rows Back. And that's where the Manleys sit in our church. The Jacobs sit in row two. We reached them both in 1978 in May. Five Rows Back, I remember it well. The preacher preached the word of God. I was sitting in the back of the auditorium about three rows from the end. 70 years ago when God reached down and saved my sorry soul. This fall, it'll be 70 years he saved me.
Oh, I really wasn't one for going to church, you see. But I went that night somehow in spite of that. And they ushered me in with a warm and friendly smile, and the five rows back I sat. Five rows back, I remember it well, the story of Jesus I heard them tell. They told about heaven and the warned of hell. I listened from five rows back. By the words of the preacher man were arrows of burning truth, and it reached my heart as he spoke so earnestly. And he preached how Jesus suffered, how he bled and died. Jesus did it just for sinners like me. Things are different now. Peace and happiness fill my heart. Jesus walks and talks with me each passing day. And I know that through the years of time and through all eternity, I'll not forget the night my sins were washed away.
What a great, great song. Five rows back I came. Well, here's the scripture today. We're in chapter 48, working our way to chapter 50. We'll be all the way through the book of Genesis. And in Genesis chapter 48, the Bible says, and Israel, verse 14, Israel, that's Jacob, stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head. Now, Ephraim was Joseph's son. And he laid his hand on, and who he was the younger, his left hand on Manasseh, his head guiding his hand willingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. You know, this is exactly what happened to Jacob and Esau, his brother. It always comes back, doesn't it? It always comes back. And the Bible says he stretched out his hand, and he blessed the younger of the two. And verse 17, when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head and unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head." The Bible says his father refused and said, "I know it, my son, I know it." it shall become a people, and he shall also be great, but truly the younger shall be greater than he, and his seed shall come and multitude be a multitude of nations. You know, here is a boy that had to trust the leadership of his dad. The firstborn's always to be the blessed one. But this father made a choice that his grandson would be the younger and God would put his blessing on him. Allow God to have his way. Let God have his way. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way. Your spirit will vanish. Your night turn to day. Let go and let God. I went by a church years ago, and they had on the marquee, the sign, pastor's message this week, let God, and then underneath it, let go. And that's what God wants to do. He wants you to trust his will for your life. I must confess, I don't always understand God. His thoughts are not my thoughts. I have it all planned out. I have it all worked out. You know, if I could get God on my plans, everything would be fine. But God has a divine plan. God has a perfect plan. God knows what he's doing. I think of the day that God chose me to the ministry. I would not have chosen me. I'm not being humble here at all. I would not have chosen me. I'd get nervous. I'd start stuttering. I'd stammer. I'd get red-faced. I never preached in high school. In high school, of course. In college, of course. As an assistant pastor, I preached once for my father-in-law. He left town. Said, "Jack, you got to do it." And I preached from Revelation chapter 3. I preached once for my second pastor I worked for, and that was it. And I preached once on the radio. So 3 times. Then I came here. But you know what? God knew what he was doing. God can take the weak, the base things of this world to confound the mighty. And God has blessed my life. And God has blessed my ministry. And God has blessed my marriage. And God has blessed our children. And God has blessed his work. It's all been God. You know, no man can, Curtis Hudson said one time, "I'll tell you why," he in our pulpit, "I'll tell you why you have all these buildings, why you have these properties, why you have all these ministries, because that man saw it." I didn't see any of it. I sat there, I looked at him, and I think he wanted an answer. "Didn't you see it?" I didn't see anything, but God did it all. I mean, God did 100% of everything that I see him doing today. God's so perfect. His way is perfect. What God's doing in your life today, don't fight him. "Well, he put his right hand on the wrong person." God knows what he's doing. Trust the Lord. Be confident in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Father, I thank you that I can trust Jesus Christ. And God, you never have made a mistake. I don't always understand your plan. I don't always understand your will. I don't always understand your direction. But I always understand it is right and I am wrong. Help me to believe you, to trust you, to put my confidence in God Almighty, who has never made a mistake. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.